The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Gal, PJ can run it around a little bit. He's going to have to run it around. Otherwise, they're going to have to punt it away because they will have 5 seconds left on the clock when they snap it. Six, five, four. PJ running it around. Now takes a knee. And that's it. The Houston Roughnecks are 5-0 after the 32-23 win against the Seattle Dragons.
Well, we gathered, you know, very quickly after that game. I think we all realized that we made a mistake. Our officiating crew made a mistake. We had, you know, Dean Blandino, who oversees all of our officials on the line, the referee crew, et cetera, and realized, listen, we made a mistake. There's no sense trying to deny that. Let's apologize. You know, I felt terrible for the, you know, the Dragons and Jim Zorn. They had one more play, 2 seconds left, and should have had that opportunity. So, you know, I think this is my theory because, you know, we allow fans to eavesdrop, to listen in on the conversations between the referees and the sky judge when there's a contested call. I think that's humanized these referees, and I think that fans now begin to realize these referees just want to get it right, but they're humans, and like all of us, we're not infallible. We make mistakes, and when you make a mistake, you know, I was always taught, right, Mike, to own up to it.
Yep, absolutely.
And say, we're sorry, we apologize, it won't happen again.
Sports.
So they just sit there and talk about sports?
Well, that was an interesting finish, to say the least. And your Rockets, ooh, not so good. And not so good news on Justin Verlander today. Let's do this. It's a Monday on the Blitz.
Shall we begin?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And the Blitz is on for a Monday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, Chocolate Braveheart, Aaron Rabel, the Voldemort. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message. Aaron will read it if he likes it. Even if he doesn't, he just wants to participate in the show so he can be his friend. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can text the show, you know the number for that. You can watch us on the Twitch channel, you know the number for that. You can get us on the app. There's all kinds of ways you can listen to the show, and however you're doing it, thanks for tuning in. Hopefully we'll have a fun 3 hours for you. What's happening, Hoffman?
Sports and stuff, man. What's happening with you?
Sports and stuff and coronavirus. And
oh, so much coronavirus. Why haven't, you know, I was going to say, why haven't we done a sports map roundtable on coronavirus? But then I realize there's like six people in the room when we do those things. And
what if you all get it?
One out of six people, I think, has coronavirus now. I think that's an official number from the government. So we're...
Which government?
The government.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the. I saw it. Did you see that Italy is basically, they're like, hey, you're shut down. You're locked down, Italy. The prime minister there, which I think is like the king, said essentially, you are not allowed to leave your house anymore. Everyone stay put at home. Everybody, stay home. That's the rule now.
Thank you, Luigi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you need to go to the market to get the spaghetti. No, stay home. Call the favor app and to make them bring you the spaghetti.
I see.
Yeah.
Why aren't we doing
that?
Well, because we don't.
Italy is probably more advanced than us. Think about, you ever heard of the Roman Empire?
It's dead now.
Is it, though?
Yeah, it
is. Look at all that stuff they built.
Well, where are they now?
In Italy.
Right. And the empire went outside of Italy.
It's just called the Italian Empire now.
No, now it's just
Italy. Consolidated their forces.
No, they're just in one place. Remember what happened to them in World War II? They got their ass kicked. They backed the wrong horse.
Yeah, but guess what else they've got? Cities with boats instead of streets.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So the virus can go up a river?
Don't you wish we had that?
Well, yeah, it'd be nice. We have
that way when Harvey comes, guess what? Oh, no big deal. I'll just take out my boat.
We have the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
That's San Antonio. That's a whole different country than us.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, I'm actually for this rule of making everybody just stay home until coronavirus is gone. I think we can just take Comrexes. Like, not you, Aaron. Like, people with... I don't know how to put this in a sensitive way.
More important people.
More important people should stay home where it's safe. Like you and I, Fred. Aaron, you should be here for us to connect via Comrex, and we'll just do the show from our safe, clean houses. You, listen.
What if I could find a way to make the board that I have at my house work?
No.
And I can run it from there and just dial in there.
Well, who? Somebody's got
to
be here.
You two would dial. Yeah, we'll just leave it on and up the whole time. And I can run the commercials from my house. I can do it all.
I don't know.
Okay, I get what you're saying. I'll stay here.
Yeah. Listen, we pay you to risk it, right?
This idea is only for high-profile targets.
Yeah. You're going to be fine, okay? So. You'll be fine. I'm mostly concerned about Fred because he's really old, and coronavirus is destroying our elderly.
Well, I'm not into the elderly range.
Some people call your generation the great generation.
No.
The greatest generation, even.
No, I don't think that's correct.
Like, when you stormed the beach at Normandy, people started respecting you guys.
I wasn't storming the beach at Normandy. I was flying overhead in a P-51 Mustang.
Okay.
Get it right.
Okay.
I was never in any risk there.
Well, I still think you're very brave.
Yeah. Am I the only one who thinks we're overreacting to this thing?
No, a lot of people do. I feel like I'm the only one who thinks coronavirus is killing people, and it's for real.
You know what else kills people? The flu. You know what else kills people? Houston traffic.
You know what?
You have a better chance of dying on the way home than you do from this.
Okay, listen.
And all these people are dying are old, and they have other issues. Has a healthy person died from it yet?
Yeah.
Who?
The person who found it, the Chinese guy.
Yeah, he was an old guy with some issues. Yeah.
I don't think so. I think he was good.
Nope.
And listen,
has an American died yet that was healthy? No, all those ones are dying in Seattle.
I don't know about that. We're healthy.
Those were all old people in an old folks home in Seattle for the most part.
But listen, man, this is me getting it is really all it takes. And then I'm going to be pissed. Like,
you'll be out for 2 or 3 days and then you'll be fine and then it'll be over with.
The flu can kill you, but it's like 0.01% of flu is fatal. Like, 2 or 3% of people getting coronavirus are dying. That's a significant jump. That's why there's more
still
of a
pretty small. It's still pretty small.
Number. Are you kidding?
No. I mean, look at it worldwide. You've had about 100,000 cases. And so you've got 2,000 dead people around the entire world?
There's already over 3,000.
Okay, so you're over 3,000. Ooh. I'm not scared. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well.
I think this is... I mean, I'm not going to tell you if you're not scared to stay home. I'm not going to tell anybody how to react to anything because that's their business. But this is one of those that I think the media is just way overdoing. And I'm with Dr. Drew on this. I don't know if you heard what he had to say, but...
No.
I'm totally team Dr. Drew. And... Of course, he was on Fox and Friends, and he came on and basically said the same thing. People are...
Coronavirus is a hoax?
Not a hoax, no.
That's what the president said.
I don't think that's exactly what he said, and I don't think he was referring to that specifically. It's not a hoax. It's a bad flu that has a fancy name, and it's scaring the hell out of everybody, and the media is helping scare him. I'm just saying, be smart. Just do what you always do. Wash your damn hands. What you should do. Wash your damn hands. Cover your mouth when you cough.
Hand washers.
And if you're sick, don't go around people. That's it.
JD says survival rate for COVID-19 for 50 and under is 99.7%. That's still 0.03%. I mean...
Well, the other thing that Dr. Drew said that was made a lot of sense is there's no way of knowing how many people have already had this and gotten past it. So the number of actual cases is probably a lot higher. It's just they weren't actually... You know, nobody actually said, hey, you have coronavirus. They didn't test for it because it was just a flu to them.
Okay, so Lamont says over 40,000 people have recovered. Over 3,000 people have died. That seems like a big percentage. The fact that, I mean, We're basically saying 3 out of 40. That's a lot. To die? Imagine if 3 out of 40 people who got the flu just keeled over and died.
Well, I don't know the exact number of people who die from the flu, but a bunch do.
It's like under a tenth of a percent.
I don't know that it's that small, no. I think it was closer to like 1%.
I don't think it's that. Yeah. I really don't. I think it's like 0.1%.
But the point he was making is that everybody, we don't know how many people have actually had it, because some people probably had it and didn't know and already passed it.
That is true.
And that's true of the flu. It's true of, you know, all that stuff. But listen, I'm not saying don't panic, okay? If you're a panic person, panic. Go ahead. I'm not going to, though. I just don't, you know, I'm not going to let this thing change anything I do, because I already wash my hands. I already cover my mouth when I cough. If I'm sick, I'm not coming around people. And that's it. It's that simple.
Who's one of you coronavirus experts out there, tell me, why is every store, like, I get why every store is out of hand sanitizer and hand soap. Why are people buying up all the toilet paper? Is that like a...
Because they're dumb.
How does toilet paper prevent coronavirus?
They think they're going to be locked up in their house and they're going to need it.
That's weird.
Okay. Now, I'm not going to tell anybody not to panic. That's their choice. If you want to panic over it, I do think that, I think the media is overplaying it a little bit. Somewhere in between is where we should be. Did that count?
It's small.
Pretty weak. It's kind of like the coronavirus itself. Now, I think somewhere in between the scare tactics and the people who are saying completely ignore it, there's a reality in there that we should be somewhere in between that.
Okay.
I don't believe that we should be ignoring it, but I don't think we should be scared to death and shutting down countries. I mean, they played a soccer game with no people. You know, what the hell? I mean, you missed Juventus winning 2-0. You had to watch it on TV. I don't want to do that here. I don't want to not go to a game unless I'm sick.
Yeah.
And then you give it to somebody. So if you're sick, don't come around anybody. That's it. Whether you think you have that or something else. Pretty simple. All right. Tell you what else is simple. If you follow my man Hoffman and you're playing college basketball, now's the time of year. And now that March is here, one place to go, MyBookie. Absolute best place for you to cash in on all the insane buzzer beaters, huge upsets, all the finishes with these conference tournaments coming up this week and then the big one next week. Live betting on every game, bracket challenges, national championship futures, and more. And how about this? Talking a little politics, you want to get in on the Democratic nomination, the presidential race? All that's on MyBookie. They've got all kinds of cool stuff you can bet on. They cater to all players. Whether you look at every single matchup or you fill your bracket out based on whatever, MyBookie has something for you. Join now and start winning big today. The other thing is, if you're sick and tired of getting the runaround when you ask for a payout, MyBookie pays fast when you win. With decades of experience, great customer service, and hassle-free transactions, why would you bet anywhere else? Visit MyBookie.ag, use promo code 975 for a 50% deposit bonus. That's promo code 975.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Adam said just turned on, so I don't know if you talked about it or not, but do you think the NCAA will have games without fans? They've already said they're not going to do that. That may change, though, if it gets worse. And somebody else said people are getting toilet paper in case they get quarantined like they did in Italy.
I mean, I guess. But how much toilet paper do you need for a...
Well, I don't know how long you're going to be quarantined. What if those people are there for a month?
But people are buying it like they're... I mean, they're going to run out of food before they run out of toilet paper. You're going to have to go back to the store.
All I know is I have enough alcohol to last me quite a long time.
Well, alcohol won't clean your butt.
No, but it will fight off the virus.
It will.
There was a French doctor who said that.
It poured directly in?
Well, if you drink a lot of it, you'll be fine.
Oh, drink it.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
not that kind of alcohol. No, like real alcohol. So... Yeah, I just, yeah, I think that people are just panicking too much. That's all. But that's okay. I mean, if you want to panic, panic. That's your choice. If you want to stay home, stay home. But I don't think that we should be quarantining half the country. That's not American. Seems like a very Italian thing to do. So, at some point, you wonder if it does start affecting sports, and it's not just. You had a tennis tournament that they canceled. I kind of get that. That's more international. But, hell, man, I just bought Roughneck season tickets. I'm planning on going to the last two games in the playoff and the championship. Well. And just if, let's say I get it and die from it, how much of me worrying about it up until then is going to make one damn bit of difference?
Not much.
None. So
it won't save you.
No. But it doesn't have to kill me. I'm just going to enjoy life. What else is what's going on? How was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty decent. I watched a couple movies.
Yeah?
I watched Knives Out.
Yeah?
I thought it was good. I thought it was clever. Liked it.
That was the one we saw at Christmas. Yeah.
There was some decent twists and surprises. Like, it was sort of predictable, but it was also... the way that they got to it was different.
Right.
So it,
right.
it ended up being good.
Daniel Craig's accent was a little hard to get.
Yeah, that was tough.
But other than that, yeah.
And then I watched Ford versus Ferrari.
I have not seen that yet. Is it worth it?
That's really good.
Okay, I've heard great things. I'm going to watch it this week.
Even my kids watched it with me, and they liked it. So, and it's hard to keep their attention on anything. It's not, you know, especially my 7-year-old. If it's not animated, he pretty much doesn't care.
Or Marvel.
Yeah. So, but he thought it was awesome. So, yeah, highly recommend that one.
Yeah, I think that's next on my list. Saturday we went to the game, had a blast, a lot of fun people around us. I mean, the fans are just
to great. The Roughnecks win Roughneck, with an asterisk.
Yes, yes. Although
their asterisk win.
Let's be fair. The odds of the Drags scoring and then getting a 3-point conversion on that last play are pretty low. But
you're saying there's a chance.
But they should have had the opportunity.
That's right.
And maybe PJ should have ran around with the ball a little bit more. Just saying. But
well, that's what John Granato told him to do.
Yeah, well, he didn't listen to Granato, and he should, because Granato is a wise man. But, yeah, we had a blast at the game and then went and bar hopped after that, so I drank way too much Saturday. But what I figured out is if I just sleep all day Sunday, I recover. It's like I've learned that as an old, I can – have one day where I go crazy as long as I take the next day off.
All right.
So I did that. Just chilled yesterday and watched some XFL and some college basketball.
Okay.
That was yesterday.
What'd you watch?
I watched the UH game, and I watched the Battle Hawks and the Defenders, and the Battle Hawks let me down because I had them as the third end of a parlay.
Ooh.
And I was looking really good. And I just had them.
XFL parlay.
I just had them money line. All they had to do was win the damn game. They couldn't do it.
That's your number one team.
Not anymore.
They're off now, huh?
Well, yeah. That's
where do they fall now?
They're probably going to be
seventh,
two or three.
Oh, okay. So you're not making a drastic change.
No. But it was it's getting interesting now because there's the home road splits on these things. I mean, the home teams are just killing it. If you can get a road win in this league, you probably win the championship. And your Necks already have two road wins. So that, and then I think I don't have to watch the Rockets anymore, AJ.
Boy, okay. So I was waiting to get to this because it was one thing last week when we were talking about, all right, they lost a couple games in a row. And even we said, maybe we shouldn't make a big deal of it because it's a long season, you know, and it's true. It is a long season. There's going to be a lot that happens between, you know, now and whenever the playoffs are finalized. And there's going to be hot streaks and cold streaks. But we left on Sunday thinking, okay, bad loss to the Knicks, followed up by a loss to the Clippers that, let's face it, the Clippers are just better than the Rockets. But we said, worry not. Worry not. Because there's no way they'll lose to the Hornets and the Magic. Oh, boy.
There's no way they'll get their ass kicked by the Hornets and the Magic.
Yeah. I mean, the Hornets, you think, okay, that's pretty bad. That's on the road to the Hornets, you lose damn near by 10 points. boy, how could it get worse than this? How about the Magic coming to your house and beating you by 20? 2-0, 20. Boy, things have taken a quick turn for the Rockets. I know everyone was excited about that six-game win streak, and rightfully so. Some nice wins in there, you know, a home-and-home against the Celtics, a win at the Jazz is good. This is bad. This is a bad look in a time where, you know, we're everybody's fighting for seeding in the Western Conference. And the Rockets, they picked a bad time to fall asleep at the wheel. And now just a one-game lead in division over the Dallas Mavericks. And they've fallen from fourth to sixth in the last few games in the conference standing. So not ideal. And I don't know if I've seen anything in the last two games, if in either game over the weekend, that makes me think, oh, they're about to turn a corner.
Yeah, well.
And I want to say, well, they're about to play the Timberwolves.
But it doesn't matter.
It clearly doesn't matter.
Yeah, I.
If you can lose to the Knicks and the Hornets, you could lose to anybody.
I get that they're prone to slumps because of the way they play. But, you know, right now, this is not where you want to be at this part of the season. You want to be figuring it out. And certainly not getting blown out by teams like that.
Yeah.
And apparently they were getting booed off the floor in at Toyota Center, which
good.
They should be. So I think they're looking more and more like a one and done.
I thought that all along. But, it depends on what seed they end up with. And currently they would match up against Denver, who I think of the top teams, that's the one they would most want to face. Because I don't think Denver will match up well with this small lineup. Now, that said, if this small lineup is going to keep going out and chucking threes and hitting it less than 30% of them, it's not going to really matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who they play. MacDaddy said NASA Ames Research Center is closing to essential employees only because one person tested positive. Just a matter of time.
Is that your wife's place?
No, she's at Johnson Space Center.
Oh, okay. If your wife gets coronavirus, you better tell us.
I'll be sure to.
All right.
Because I won't be here.
Yeah, damn right you won't.
Yeah.
You'll be fired. I've fired people for coronavirus all the time. That's my number one
That's all the way out in Mountain Valley, California.
Oh, okay.
Okay, well, that's far enough away.
Listen, I don't know what these astronauts are doing, if they're hanging out on weekends or what they're doing.
And Bernardo says the soccer suspended the league. I know that they were calling for him to do that. But they also just played a game with no fans, so I don't know why you'd need to suspend it other than, you know, well, I guess you're losing a lot of money, that's for sure. Because I was just thinking about that, like if they wound up telling XFL fans not to go, how that would, that might doom the league, especially as a startup.
Because, well, the good thing is, they've got a really nice television deal to fall on.
Yeah, they do. TV ratings would go way up.
It would hurt the individual team, I'm sure, but.
Yeah, well, because all I know is we spent a lot of money there on beer and stuff. And it was great. I ran into a bunch of blitzers while we were there. It's just a fun crowd. And like watching the DC thing where they're doing the beer snake. I mean, people are just having fun. And I'm enjoying it. I feel like it was a good investment to get the tickets. And it's a fun time. It's a team that you don't have to.
Do you get playoff priority?
I believe so, yeah.
Oh, look at you.
Yeah.
You'll be front and center, Fred.
Well, I don't know about that, but
you better be.
We'll go. We'll go. But no, it's just.
Your wife likes it?
Oh, she loves it. Yeah. Okay. She's all in more on the team. I'm more on the people who are there that are just having fun. I just love the atmosphere.
I hate atmospheres with people.
I know that, but I don't. I like people. I like people having fun, and so it's kind of up my alley.
You know what's up my alley? More so than the Rockets, apparently, is hoops. I'm a Pro Dunk Hoops guy. That's where you go. ProDunkHoops.com. That's where you want to go to find the best basketball goals on the planet. They're manufactured exclusively by Hoops Sporting Equipment, and they are the best goals you're going to find. The thickest steel of any goal on the market, 75% thicker than the best brands in the big box stores. It's got a tempered glass backboard, so strong Hoops guarantees if it breaks or cracks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard, whatever you need, they got you covered. They've got a fully portable version now called the Bear. Perfect if you've got a picky HOA, and they're adjustable from 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle. pretty much every day. Dad, can you not park in the driveway? Dad, can you not park in the driveway? My kids are out there hooping it up, and it's great because it's keeping them off their video games. It's getting them out of the house. It's getting them active. It's a good thing. Get your new Hoops Gold today. See it all at ProDunkHoops.com. That's ProDunkHoops.com. 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops. Because of love.
G'day, mate. This is Sam Windsor of the Houston SaberCats. You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Happy Monday, everybody. Somebody asked me any thoughts on the horse racing scandal. I'll get to that at some point today. I came in today, got everything. We had our meetings and stuff. I got everything done. I was way ahead. Had my column written for Wednesday on why the hell are the Texans talking about Trent Williams? Why is that even a rumor? It makes no sense. And then I saw that and I wrote my column about the scandal for Wednesday, and I went ahead and posted it if you want to see why I think that it's ridiculous that Trent Williams being discussed as a possible Texan is dumb. The column's up on SportsMap right now.
All right.
That was supposed to be for Wednesday, but it's there now.
Maybe they'll trade Laramie Tunsil for him.
Well, the premise is basically, because the story makes it sound like they want both guys. Mm. And Trent Williams wants $20 million. Tunsil wants $20
million. Well, here's an idea. Trade Deshaun Watson for Trent Williams.
Yeah, there you go.
That'll fix everything.
Yeah. And you've already got Titus Howard, who played really well. You're going to move him inside? He didn't play well at guard. He played well when you put him at right tackle. Now, I mean, it's a small sample size. But that makes no sense, having two $20 million tackles.
No.
When you've got other needs. And then if you're really thinking about trading Tunsil, so you're going to pay an older guy who's hasn't played 12 games in a season since 2016, who's going to be 32 years old, and pay him the same money and get rid of the guy you gave up two draft picks for? That makes no sense. Even O'Brien wouldn't do that.
I don't know.
So squeezing a call.
GM O'Brien, he's always innovating.
I like to call him Dictator O'Brien.
Lisa wants to talk next. Hey, sports Lisa. How about them next?
Hey there, sports guys.
I don't know, but your phone connection sucks, Lisa.
Oh, don't say that. You can't hear me?
No. Are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm on speaker. Should I come off speaker?
Yeah, click off speaker. It's a professional radio broadcast.
Okay. All right. Is that better?
That's better, yeah. What do you got, Lisa?
Well, I went to the Roughnecks game Saturday, too, and Fred's right. I had a great time. Fans were fun. You know, I'm a Cougar fan and I'm a Cowboys fan, so I go to all the games. But I'm going to tell you, I spent 2 hours getting out of the parking garage. Oh. It was horrible.
Fred, didn't you?
Let me give you a little tip here, Lisa.
Fred didn't drive down
there. No, you don't park down there. You park, go park over by BBVA somewhere. Go pregame it. We went over to Lucky's for about an hour beforehand. Jump on the train. The train's free, and you can get in and out right away. We were out in no time.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what about this, the fact we couldn't get our tickets? A lot of people couldn't get their tickets because they had AT&T.
I didn't hear about that.
They had tickets on their phones. Oh, man, it was like hundreds of people in line.
Boy.
Well, I
will call.
What I would suggest there is make sure you have your tickets on your phone before you get there, because I do know that the Wi-Fi there sucks, and when we first get off the train, you can still get your, like, mine's on my Gmail account, so when you first get there, like, I'll just pull the tickets up and then they're fine. But if you go to the gate and you try to pull them up, that's
you know
a problem.
What? I'll be honest. My number one, well, not number one. One of my top five reasons for preferring to watch games at my house is my Wi-Fi works.
Yeah.
Like, that will make me stay away from a stadium. If you don't have good cell service or Wi-Fi, then I don't want to be there because...
They have it in the stadium. Once you get in the stadium, it's fine. At least it was for me.
Okay.
I can't speak to everybody.
Because I mean, listen, I'll go to a game every once in a while. You know, I haven't been to a Roughnecks game, but if I were to go to a Roughnecks game, the truth is I'm trying to keep up with a lot of things at once.
Yeah, well, you're fine once you get in.
Okay.
The problem is, and I'm sure this is something that they'll address, and just as a pro tip here as a lifelong Roughnecks fan for the last month,
mm-hmm.
When you go, all the tickets are pretty much on the phone. There are no, I don't know that there's any paper tickets. But just make sure before you get there that you've got it called up so that you just show them when you get there. That's all you have to do. But the parking is always bad at UH, even especially for UH games. Unless you're going to tailgate, do not park down there. It's so much easier to just go park down by BBVA, you know, go to one of the bars down there beforehand. There's a bunch of great ones. Go to True Anomaly or go to Little Woodrow's or go to Lucky's. Have a couple drinks. That's what we all do. We congregate. Then we just get right on the train, and it's free, and it drops you off right in front of the stadium, and it's about an 8-minute train trip. So it saves you all the hassle of getting, and even getting out where it was packed to people going to the train, we were able to get on the first train. So that's what I would recommend if you're going to a game. It'll make the experience a lot better. You're not having to sit in the parking garage for 2 hours, which can happen.
Yeah.
And the other thing, somebody brings up a good point. If you use Apple Wallet, you can download your tickets to Apple Wallet.
Okay.
And that way, but mine, I just make sure I have them on the phone when I get off the train. And there you go. That's simple. And, you know, I kind of like having them on the phone, but I do get that there is a problem, like, especially on the gate by the train, like right in front of that gate, you can't pick up anything. But once you're in the stadium, you get on that XFL Wi-Fi, you're fine.
Well, AT&T completely crashed like an hour or so before the game. So anybody who had AT&T's
fault?
Because Tyler was trying to call me and ask me a question about engineering and had to go and steal Jose's phone, who was on Verizon. He's on Verizon or Sprint, and called me and was like, hey, I have no signal. AT&T died.
Was it just in that area?
I guess so.
Well, I have AT&T, and that never happened to me.
It didn't happen to me either. Now, I was also on the Wi-Fi at Lucky's when I called my tickets up. So, but I didn't even really try until I got there, and I tweeted out a photo from where our seats are, which, you know, like the seats. But, yeah, I didn't know anything about that.
Yeah, Tyler couldn't make calls. He couldn't send texts. He couldn't do anything.
But he was at the stadium, right?
Yeah, he was in the stadium.
Okay, so it was probably an AT&T blackout there. But, yeah, that's the best advice I would give anybody is just go and park down and down by the BBVA train station and take the train. It's quick, it's free, and it drops you off right there at the stadium. 713-780-ESPN, Soccer Ball. Also, you can always take screenshots of your tickets. They don't take screenshots. They make that pretty clear that it's got to be the actual ticket. Otherwise, people would screenshot them and send them to somebody else.
Yeah, we're trying to cheat the system.
Yeah. Yeah, come on. Maybe you can get away with that in soccer. That's not how the Roughnecks roll.
Yeah.
But I do want to it was really cool. I mean, I ran into so many blitzers there. A lot of people bought me beer. Thank you so much. Just cool people.
No wonder you like going out to those things.
No, it wasn't so much that. It was just everybody's having fun, man. And it's not like a Texans game where – and I think part of it is, you know, it's – there's no real pain of loss here if the team loses.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not – like whenever the Texans lose, it's the end of the world, and Bill O'Brien did something stupid. And it helps that they haven't lost yet. But I mean, it's just a different kind of crowd, man. It's and I don't know where they all came from, but they're my kind of people. Just fun, enjoying the sport, and just the little things that the XFL does that lets the fans experience a little better. You know, the damn beach balls that they let him throw. And I thought it was hilarious watching the game yesterday that Oliver Luck was contributing to the beer snake in Washington. I mean, that's cool as hell when you got the guy who's running the league doing that. So I just think they want you to have fun, and it's affordable. And it's in the product. The one thing I'm going to say about the game, you look at PJ Walker's numbers, like, wow, he played pretty well. I thought this was one of his worst games. He did not, especially the first half. He threw two picks. He easily could have thrown two more. He gave up a fumble on a sack fumble where he just never even bothered to look to see if the guy was blitzing. And he missed on a lot of passes. And they They got it going in the second half, but he was locking in on his first receiver a lot. And in the end, you look at his numbers, they turned out pretty well. But especially in the first half, he was not that good.
So. You know what is good? Allstate. Allstate siding and windows. Guys, I've been telling you about them for a while, and it's a great time to upgrade your windows. Invest in beautiful quality windows. These windows are Texas tough. They're made in Texas to sustain our wild-ass weather here, and you can save up to 40% on your energy bills with vinyl windows. But you didn't know that. Senior and cash discounts are available. Spring specials going on right now. No payments for 2 years, 30% off all window packages, guys. They're family-owned and operated for over four generations. They've been around. That means they're going to be around. They've got the senior discounts, military discounts, first responder discounts. It's the kind of company that you really want to do business with. Give them a call today, 832-204-1936. For the best rate, call Allstate, 832-204-1936, or check them out on allstatesidingandwindows.com. That's Allstate Siding and Windows.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is Late Hits.
Trey, over under on the 25-minute poop?
I'd say probably over, but not by much.
Wow!
Probably 30
minutes. What are y'all doing?
Dude, Trey's in there, you know, he's reading Twitter. He's...
What? I'm usually, like, in the shower.
Pooping?
No.
What the? What is going on here?
Late Hits, weeknights from 7 to 9 on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Is that your second one of those already?
First one. First one of the day.
So the
And I didn't have coffee this morning either.
Ah.
This is my first caffeine. No, actually, I had some iced tea with lunch.
Ah. So
it's not my first caffeine of the day. I went and ate at Kenny and Ziggy's for lunch.
Yeah, how was it?
It's always strong. So full disclosure, normally I don't have time to go eat lunch on Mondays. Monday's a pretty busy day for me.
Yeah.
But today I left my laptop at home.
Ah.
So instead of driving back to my house, I told my wife, hey, what if I can make time for lunch? Kids are on spring break. Why don't we all have lunch together? And my spoiled-ass kids were like, I don't like Kenny and Ziggy's. And I was like, what do you mean you don't like it? They've got, like, the biggest menu in the city. There's something you'll like, I promise. And sure enough, they both loved it.
Of course.
Because it legit is the biggest menu in the world. I mean, it's they've got everything. Oh, I don't know. Cheesecake Factory has a lot of stuff on their menu. But Kenny and Ziggy's is better than Cheesecake Factory.
I would agree.
And I had some iced tea, and my wife brought my laptop. So, yeah, that was kind of...
So she didn't see through it as a, you just want you to bring me my laptop?
I think she did, but it was much better than her driving all the way down here, handing me a laptop and me saying thanks and slapping the top of her car, telling her to go on.
Somebody asked me beer prices at the Roughnecks game. I'm embarrassed to say this, but I didn't buy a beer the whole time.
What?
Well, like, several people bought me beers.
But you've been multiple times.
Like, well, yeah, it's the second time, but the wife has that Seats app on her phone, and we just order it there. So
she's
doing
paying.
It off her card. Yeah, so I don't even know how much they are. But they do have Love Street and Hopadillo there.
Nice.
So that made the experience this week a lot better because I didn't realize that the first game. So I was drinking, not Love Street or Hopadillo. But once I figured that out, it was a game changer. And I got a lot more drunk. But, you know, that's to be expected.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's not for everybody, I guess, but it is a fun afternoon and – it is the most fun group of people that I've seen at a Houston sporting event. Yeah, and you know what I think it is? It's like everybody's rooting for the same team. Because every other place you go, there's always people for opposing fans there. Like you go to a Rockets game, there'll be whoever they're playing. Texans, certainly. Astros, not so much the last few years, but before that, like when they play the Rangers, it was just all Rangers fans. So I like going to play. I did see three drag fans, though.
Yeah.
There were three drag fans there. Probably somebody's family. But, yeah. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you want to get in, we haven't talked Justin Verlander. Not a good sign today.
No. Basically said it would be a miracle if he was there on opening day. And that's not a great sign at all.
No, now.
And because you don't have, I mean, I guess you've got Zach Greinke, but really beyond him, there's a bunch of question marks in that rotation, and that's not good.
Might be good, might not. We just don't know. And Verlander's always been durable, so I don't think it'll be that bad, but he's also 37 years old now. You don't get as durable when you get that far along, especially coming off as much as he pitched last year. So a little cause for concern there. And somebody asked Seats, it's SEATZ, and it's an app, and you can order directly to your seat with it, which is pretty cool. And we actually had a story on Innovation Map about that. Cody Stutz wrote it. He knew the guy who started the company. So, if you don't feel like getting up to get your beer and waiting in line, there you go. I'm a little concerned about this one. So hopefully he won't miss too much time. But this isn't as serious as the other time that he got hurt a few years back. But see, there's...
Well, that's according to him.
Well, it's not torn, according to him, which is what it was last time. So hopefully it won't be too long, but... You know, you want him healthy when it counts. So if he misses the first month of the season, I think you're good enough to get by.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. See that there's three new Houston breweries?
What?
Yeah.
I know of one. Urban South is new.
Yeah, Urban
and
South.
That's Dave Ulmer is the brewer there. He's the guy that used to brew at Whole Foods.
Oh, okay.
And he's a blitzer. So
he's a friend of yours, right?
Yeah. So I haven't gotten to go over there. I wanted to go this weekend and ended up not being able to go, but I'm planning on making it soon. And I tried one of their beers at my house over the weekend, and it was very good. So I know they're doing good stuff. I don't know about the other two, though. What?
And somebody else had told me about them. I didn't realize it was your guy.
Yeah.
But I definitely want to go check them out. But local group brewing, it's in Hardy Yards. It's a brew pub.
I actually have a buddy working there, too.
Says, also good food, former Post Oak Hotel chief Jeff Samoska.
Okay.
So that one's open. And then there's City Orchard, which I guess is...
Oh, it's a cidery.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll end up being there.
So
my wife digs that.
So, yeah, I think definitely Urban South is on my radar to go check out. Now that you told me that, that's a must.
There's a lot of breweries in this town now.
I know. I mean, it's pretty wild. At what point do we get oversaturated?
Like, anymore? Because, yeah. I mean, just the ones that are out in the burbs, too, like... You know, and even like the extended suburbs, there's a lot of beer in the Houston area, a ton.
Yeah,
I think we're good now.
Speaking of which, they'll be brewing mine tomorrow.
All right.
True Anomaly. So I'm going to go over there and check that out, see the whole process.
Part of me says, well, the good news is if there's too many breweries in town, the cream's going to rise to the crop. People are going to have to make better beer or they'll just go away. So maybe, you know, that competition will force people to make good beer.
I mean, a lot of them are making really good beer.
They are.
And that's good. Yeah, you're right.
It's going to force everybody to get better or go away.
It's
like the ones I'm pretty sure aren't ever going away are St. Arnold and Carbach. Well, and Buffalo Bayou. They just built that gigantic new place.
I think Ace Wonder's pretty safe, too.
Yeah, they probably are, too. So, you know. Everybody else is kind of like, you know, trying to find their niche. And
well, I think there's some that do really well being neighborhood type places. But I do think it kind of reminds me of the golf boom when everybody was building golf courses in the city. And there was just no way you were going to sustain that over time.
Yeah.
And I kind of think that at some point that's going to happen. I hope not, because, you know, I love it that the how far the beer scene's come since, what, in the last 6 years even.
Yep.
So Atlas says Urban South and City Orchard are in the same shopping center. You can make both in one trip.
Well, there you go. There you have it.
Very cool. Very cool. So is that over by, like, where Holler is?
I think it's sort of by, what is the name of that? That Australian brew, Platypus.
Platypus.
I think
okay.
It's over in that area.
Yeah, okay, that's not too far from yeah. where I was thinking. So, yeah, that's usually a bike trip for us. But, yeah, I'll definitely on my list to check out. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. If you wish to get in, be happy to take some calls. The other thing I kind of wanted to get to is UH basketball. Kind of a rough start yesterday. They wind up tied for first in the conference.
Oh, Tulsa, they laid a turd.
Well, that was part of my parlay was Wichita State.
Oh, boy.
And I felt really good about that one. And all I needed was Battle Hawk to win for $250. But that's all right. But share of the conference title. You were telling me you probably have them on the 7 line now?
7.
Okay.
Yeah. I assume, and that assumes that they're not going to have like a crazy early exit in the American tournament. I don't expect them to. So I think 7's probably a fair seeding for if they win, maybe 6 if they win the whole tournament. But 7 seems pretty likely.
I'm not nearly as confident in this team as I was last year's. And I think in part, well, they had a lot of seniors last year. They had some big, big wins early in the season. And they improved as the year went on, too. These guys they've improved, but, I mean, I just don't know that they have enough shooting to do much damage in the tournament. Yeah. I hope I'm wrong, I mean, because they play good enough defense and they rebound. But if they don't get better shooting, it's going to be a struggle. And, boy, they're so good at home, and every road game has gone down to the wire. Seems like
it's all in all likelihood they'll see if they do get two games they'll probably see two of the teams that have beat them this year because they would likely get SMU in the first round. I mean, unless Temple can pull off something wild, which I think Temple sucks, so I'm kind of doubting that one. But that the SMU game, they split with SMU. So, but the most recent one was the road loss that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And if they win, they would probably get a rubber match with Tulsa. So, and that Tulsa game, you know, that Tulsa is a tough team to handicap. I mean, they usually are able to keep games close, but you saw they go through prolonged stretches where they can't score.
They're kind of a poor man's UH is what they are.
They are.
Yeah. And so that's the kind of team you can lose to or you can.
But the reality is for me, and I know this is probably unpopular opinion, Houston's not a team that interests me in the tournament, like the big tournament, because they don't have enough backcourt play. They're just not a good enough scoring team for me to think that they can do any real damage.
Right. I'm interested because it's UH, but
right.
But
like last year, they were a team that, to watch. I mean, yeah. they were a team that you were like, okay, I never thought that they could win the whole thing, but you could have seen them making a nice little run.
Yeah, they could have. I mean, they damn near got by Kentucky, and if they do that, you're in the Elite Eight. So, yeah.
So I don't see that with this team. It's just built differently than it was last year, and quite frankly, it's built for the regular season. Like they're going to be they'll be a tough out for somebody, but they'll be an out for somebody.
Yeah. I
could see him winning a game depending on who.
Yeah. I think a game I would be happy.
And really there's like the teams that they could possibly match up with. If they're a 7, it could be a team like Texas Tech, could be a 10 seed. They'll be in that area. A team like Rutgers, who's a big physical team that will bang with UH, that's a possibility, or a St. Mary's team who can shoot all day. And that's the team that worries me the most. If you play a team that does have guys who can fill it up, and that St. Mary's, I'd much rather play Which is crazy to say, but I'd rather play Texas Tech if I'm UH than St. Mary's.
All right.
All right. I got to tell you about TGS. If you own your home and you want to save some money, TGS has the way to do it, and it's so simple, and it takes 15 seconds. I know it because I've done it. I save money with TGS. All you got to do is send a text. You text the word money to 232323. They ask for your address. You send that back. They send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds, and these are legit savings. The average customer last year saved over $870. I saved even more than that. And I honestly didn't know how much I was paying for my homeowner's insurance. So shame on me. But once I saw what I had covered and what TGS would cover for the same price, there was no way that I wasn't switching over, guys. These guys are legit. Like I said, the online rating is nearly perfect to back it up. You don't even need to wait for your renewal. They take care of the back end so you can free your mind and fatten your wallet. One more time, text the word money, 232323, and get your home insurance quote. Start saving big today. Put your money on it.
ESPN 97.5.